Hey, before we get started, just wanted to apologize for the lack of content this month. In August, I decided to take most of the month off from the internet, what I'm referring to as an internet sabbatical. I did this for a number of reasons, mostly not related to our podcast. This podcast has been wonderful to create. The people that have reached out have been cool, and it's been fantastic, but pretty much a lot of other things made me decide to lay low for the month, and it's been great. It's August 15th right now in the early afternoon, and I've been spending a lot of time getting many projects done, and that includes working on this episode, which we're going to get out hopefully later today. I'd like to get it out, and it's about a topic that I wrote about online about 7 or 8 years ago, relating to something that Jane McGonigal wrote. I thought I would do a podcast about it eventually, and I decided since we weren't really doing other material this month that, hey, this was a good time to get this out into the feed, and normal broadcasting will resume. In September, we're going to do our Final Fantasy IV episode that we talked about, and then I think we're going to do The Legend of Zelda after that, and then we'll see what we do from there, moving forward. I have some ideas. As I've said before, I've written and torn up outlines for future episodes a number of times already. So I have a list, and as we get closer, I'm deciding, all right, let's do this, let's do this. And sometimes it's based on things that I'm playing, and we'll see. All right, enough of me. Let's get into the episode. Oh, hi, podcast listeners, and welcome back to the Giraffe Feels podcast. If you've not heard our first three episodes yet, please check them out. They are about Castlevania 3, Mega Man 2, and then a mix of my favorite overworld themes. Please get in touch if you like the podcast or have ideas or comments. Social media coordinates can be found at the end of the episode. Listeners can also email the podcast at giraffexofeels@gmail.com. Also, we are now on iTunes, Stitcher, and Google Play. There should be a link in the show notes if you want to subscribe. Please rate the podcast and give it a review too. This episode is about a number of games. I spent my childhood making narratives with video games. I created tournaments with user-created storylines and continued doing this until games began having means to create your own seasons and careers, etc. in the mid-90s. And this allowed me to play creatively by myself and to have imaginary social relations where I often did not have comparable real-life ones. So join me, won't you, on episode 4 of the Giraffe Feels podcast. This episode is based on a blog post I wrote back in 2008 that was inspired by a blog post by Jane McGonigal about her trip to China to work on alternative reality games. She wrote about the classic PC game Summer Games and her experiences with creating narrative in 1988. In her post, she writes, "During the real Olympic Games that 1988 summer, I held my own Summer Games for myself on my Commodore 64. I would start up the computer game and enter 8 players. They were all made-up versions of myself from different countries. The game was asynchronous multiplayer, rather than synchronous multiplayer, so I could try to do equal justice to each avatar. I would keep track of medals in my notebook, and then after all the avatars ran every event, I would see which country had won the most. Right around the same time, I was doing the same thing with both Summer and Winter Games, although on an Apple IIc. I would create forms using Bank Street Writer with different countries and names. I created brief backgrounds for each character and had them compete against each other. I did this for both Winter and Summer Games, and had the medal tallies combine to see which country would be champion. I brought this over to other games like RC Pro-Am on the Nintendo for further events. As years went on, I did this in other games. Track and Field 2 was a more developed game that allowed me to use more events and countries. I remember a week-long tournament I did in Nintendo World Cup, where I came up with the idea that whatever team won would have their plan for world peace implemented." The big gaming narrative moment for me, however, came a few years later when EA introduced their NHL series for the Sega Genesis. The first few years, not only did they not include real player names, which caused me to spend hours watching ESPN and hockey matches to memorize them. But they did not have the season mode gamers are familiar with these days. I created my own 30-game season with my own schedule. I don't remember the formula, but I think I just made sure that the number of home games was even and then randomized who each team played from there, with all the teams represented. I would play a handful of games each day after school, and then a playoff tournament. I created my own schedules and kept detailed scoring notes and standings on the computer. The Islanders won the first year, and the Blues won the second year. I also did this in other games like Baseball Stars, which I still think is my favorite baseball game ever, and other games like Super NES Play Action Football, which I spent an entire fall doing a tournament of all the college teams, since the real NCAA didn't seem keen on having some sort of playoff even back then, and then some other games. Baseball Stars was especially fun because not only could you create your own teams, you could also create players. There was a way to add women to your teams as well. I always made the girl that I had a crush on all through middle school the star of my team. I created my own leagues and narratives and real-life play as well as a child, too. I would do a tournament in my front yard with all NBA teams playing single elimination until 8 winners came out, who then went through a group stage to send 4 to the final stage. The Bulls always seemed to win the whole thing, which made me get bored of it when I started planning the third year. I did a year for the NFL, too, but after telling a friend about it, he told people at school, who then made fun of me for it. That was right around the time when the NHL series began, so I went back inside into my own narrative world. John Madden Football came along, and I did the same for them, too. I remember going back one summer and doing a season of Super Tecmo Bowl with a newspaper I created by myself on our computer. My favorites were games like Baseball Stars where I could make up my own players. Baseball Stars allowed me to have idealized friendships and imagine what it would be like to have more people like me and want to be around me. I would also add girls I had crushes on, which tempered the lack of interest any of them had on me. When alone with me, a few of my friends thought it was really cool I put them on my team, but others said this just proved what a dork I was. Winter games and summer games have not held up so well. They were hard to play even back then. Often when I did something to get a gold medal, I wasn't exactly sure how I even did it. Those early NHL games are still so fun. Modern sports games are often so sterile or obsessed with ultimate game nonsense that the actual gameplay is subpar. The Tecmo Bowl games are fun and very difficult as the weeks of the season go on. I love that there is a large community out there still invested in it. The NHL series also has a wonderful fan community. Playing those games from the early 90s to the beginning of the millennium, when the series began to falter, every day after school was some of the best times of my life. Baseball Stars is probably still my favorite baseball game. It plays so smoothly, and the ability to customize it is still fulfilling. Being able to add women to your team was quite progressive for the time, even though the full team of women in the game were not that good, but they gave you the most money for beating them. One day we will do a podcast about my favorite baseball games like Baseball Stars, Micro League Baseball, RBI Baseball, and MVP 2005. Again, the Draft Feels podcast is written, edited, produced, and performed by William Wend. You can follow me on Twitter at WPWEND. GiraffeFeelsPod is the username to follow on Instagram, Facebook, Tumblr, and Twitter. We also have a YouTube page that is linked on the website. You can subscribe via RSS, SoundCloud, or on iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher. Links are on the website. Make sure you rate and review the podcast. Thanks for listening, and hopefully you will check out our current and previous episodes.